103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now time for our final matchup of this Big 7 League try as the Houghton Wildcats taking on the Hiawatha Redhawks. So we saw Sabetha in the first two matches this evening. They go 1-1. They sweep Houghton in the first matchup tonight, 25-22, 25-21. Then we saw Hiawatha in our last matchup, 25-8 and 25-22. So the Blue Jays at 1-1, they're heading home. And they'll head into their weekend slate with a record of now 7-7 and 3-2 in league play. The Wildcats coming into their final matchup with Hiawatha, 6-5 and 2-3. And the Redhawks win over the Blue Jays. They are now 8-7 and 2-2. Brandon Tabman, Jared Slepu, we got Paige helping out with the Hiawatha channel. Kirk Kilman on the ones and twos back in our Hiawatha studios. Well, that, like we said, that second set that we just saw between Hiawatha and Sabetha, very competitive, came down to the wire, 25-23, much different than that first set. Again, I feel like for the most part we have three very balanced, kind of equally matched teams. It kind of shows with the records and where they stand in the Big 7 right now, but obviously we got a long way to go. Things can happen, things can change, but, you know, despite a couple of sweeps and really just the one set with Hiawatha and Sabetha where it was 25-8, we've seen 25-22, 25-21, and 25-23. So it's outside of one, we have been very competitive here tonight.
That's about what we expected with all those teams jumbled up in the middle of the Big 7 standings. But, I mean, going into it, we knew this was going to be close with the exception of that one set. Talking about that second set that we just saw, I mean, it's always about that last run. Who gets that last run? Sabetha got one to get the game, to get the set more competitive. It was 22-21 at one point with Sabetha with the lead. But then it was Hiawatha winning four of the last 5 points. That was that last run that put the Redhawks over the edge and got them the win in two straight sets.
Yeah, I thought Aaliyah Contreras, the Redhawks, very knowing that last run where they scored four, put that just using one hand to keep a ball alive, and obviously still got to earn the point, and Redhawks, so again, just Chuck, Wildcats, and the Redhawks here inside the
Call me back.
Time week, but we'll step aside and have our first.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, time for our final matchup of the evening here in Houghton. The Wildcats back after a little bit of a break, taking on the Redhawks, who just swept Sabetha in two sets. Near side, the Redhawks getting the serve by the Wildcats, and we're underway. Quick point, Wildcats get it from Tinley Wilson. Just like that, a couple of hits, and she puts it down. 1-0 Wildcats. Wildcats serving with Etzel. Hits the net, but the Redhawks keep it front. Another chance here to spike attempt is dug up by Gross on the back line. Wildcats get another opportunity here. Here's Mays on the front line. They set it up for Kessler. And that one finally goes out of play. Miss hit there by Schuster. Get one, it's 1-1.
Schuster and Wilson done a fantastic job so far with those blocks. So at this point, the last point, decided their first point of the match.
Redhawks served by Contreras. Free ball over by the Wildcats. Contreras the bump. There's the set. Set. Elfner the spike, and she puts it down. It looked like maybe she was going to push it to the back right. It might have came off her hand a little bit awkward there, but nonetheless, it found an opening. Elfner gets the point, 2-1 Redhawks, and she definitely didn't get all of it either. Back-to-back points, just getting going. Final matchup on this Big 7 league try. Wildcats send it across. Good dig by Reschke. Elfner, left side, Simmons on the kill. Gross saves it on the back line for the Wildcats. Now Miller with the spike. Another good save by Contreras. Free ball over by Simmons, but it goes into the net. Tied at 2. Also the first meeting between... here at 23. And Holton now 6-5, 2-3 in league play. Hiawatha after the Sabetha sweep, 8-7, and 2-2 in league play. There's one off the top of the net. That gets the point. They lead 3-2.
And just a miss hit that time. Wanted to put it on the right side, but kind of held on to it and almost pushed it to the left accidentally.
Far side of the floor in the middle, and right into the net. Service error ties it at 3-3. So here's Simmons to serve for the Redhawks. And she goes right into the net. Back-to-back service errors. Wildcats get the serve back at a 4-3 advantage here, first set. Now it's Elizabeth Schuster to serve. Very good basketball player. Leaves the feet, and she goes into the net. Tied at 4.
Didn't really follow through on that one. As soon as she hit it, she kind of let it off. I think she was trying to maybe not get any spin on it and try to make it knuckle, but as a result, didn't get as much on it right into the net.
Misses, but Williams breaks that for the Redhawks. Gets it across. Now she has a bump here. Gets it to the front of the net. Still battling at the net, but the Wildcats have it on their end. Miller sets it up far side. Spike attempt by Dieters. Elfner taps it over. Throws for the Wildcats. Front of the net. Dieters again. Contreras the bump there to keep it alive. Now the Wildcats have it again. And the finesse. Wildcats. Good rally between the two. That was Etzel there who makes it now 5-4 hole. Wilson to serve for the Wildcats. Leading 5-4. Final. Simmons to the front of the net. Here's Williams. Elfner taps it on a third try. Wildcats front right. Another Cedar spike attempt is dug up by the back line for Hiawatha. Now Reschke puts one down. Gross digs it up. Now the Wildcats with a spike. Point.
Right in the middle.
Serve. Harris down. Up. Let it go. Now.
Hiawatha is making mistakes. Right. Making. You know.
It's still. Set that win in the. A little bit.
Locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility
check,
in how
check,
you
check,
attend
check,
class.
Check, check.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Wildcats getting the point. 8-5 is their lead. Here in set one against Hiawatha. Dieters back to serve here for the Wildcats. now setting. Set and the spike put down, and it's buried by Twombly, getting one back for the Redhawks. 8-6 they trail. Brandon, Jared, Page, Kurt, all with you. Thanks for hanging with us, and thanks for just working with us here tonight. Of course, across our channels as well as at nscsports.net. First volleyball broadcast of 2000. Here the Wildcats, again, 8-6 their lead. They have it there in, and that's put down by Miller. Redhawks on a third try, sent over by Kessler, but it's well long and out of play. 9-6 Wildcats.
A couple of great digs. Elfner on the last play for Hiawatha, and Sadie Gross as well. Throughout the evening as well.
9-6 again, our score, set one. Had two sweeps in the first two matches. Three of the four sets we've seen have been competitive outside of one. Wildcats doing a nice job, have to send it over. Miller with one hand does so. Hit back across by the Wildcats. Now the Redhawks set. Simmons spikes, defended well by the Wildcats. And Twombly right into the net once again. It's now 10-6. A little bit of a push here by the Wildcats. Three of the last four they have scored. Gross to serve. Sends it across. Dug up by Reschke. They send it front left. Elfner from the back line spikes it across. Now the Wildcats have an opportunity. Send it across. Not much behind it. Pass Kessler. Simmons a spike. Deflected in the air. Wildcats now have it front of the net. And Schuster a little long on the spike attempt. And the Redhawks get one back. It's 10-7.
And Schuster had the right idea trying to ride the sideline on the far side, just couldn't quite get it down.
All right, here's Twombly to serve for the Redhawks. Trailing 10-7 here, first set. Wildcats want to set it up for Miller, and she buries it down. A little bit of extra behind that for Cora Miller. It's now 11-7.
Yeah, Miller, another one of those all-league players at 5'11", senior. Another player to keep an eye out on throughout the 2023 season.
Yeah, Cora, she was an honorable mention selection last year. Of course, we got Abby Elfner on the other side for Hiawatha, unanimous All-League a year ago. We saw Aaron Bolts for Sabetha, who was All-League a year ago. Certainly, there was plenty of good volleyball talent lost from the Big 7. Hiawatha sends that one long, and now the lead is 5 for Holton at 12-7. Or, correction, I missed that one. It's 11-8. It was deflected.
Barely, yeah, it's barely
okay.
Hit, yeah.
Barely deflected, so Hiawatha does get that point. 11-8 they trail. Contreras now serves. Schuster with the bump. There's the set. Cora the spike, and she kills it again. Back-to-back Cora Miller spikes. Emphatic points for the Wildcats at lead 12-8.
And she's got a really nice vert. She can really get up there and get above the net. All she has to do is just send it straight down, not as much having to send it over the net.
Well, she's earned the last couple of points. Now she's back to serve for the Wildcats. Sends it across with the right hand. Back line, it's Reschke. They set it up, tapped over by Elfner. The Wildcats play it nicely. Gross kind of bumps into her own teammate, but gets it across to the Wildcats. There's the fake. Simmons the spike. Gross sets it up. Now here's Dieters on the spike, but Contreras again with a nice dig. Wildcats on the attack. Fake to Schuster. Wilson spikes and puts it home. You look one way, you push it back another, and right there, it was Wilson with the kill, 13-8. The lead is 5 for the Wildcats.
And Hiawatha's not really been able to defend at the net. It's pretty much been able to do whatever they want.
Another ball comes flying in from the JV side. Contreras pushing it back, so a little stop, but not much. 13-8 Wildcats here in the first set against Hiawatha. There's a tap shot over, and another deflected play by Schuster. Playing well defensively. Elfner spike, and she'll kill it. Well, you set it up perfectly for Elfner. I would think 9 out of 10 times it's going to go her way. That time it did. And 13-9, Wildcats lead by 4.
Better late than never for her first kill of the set, and they need to get her going down by 4.
Well, Holton certainly has the length on the front line to kind of match with Elfner up there with Schuster and Wilson. Here's Dieters as well, sends it across. Simmons sets. Now Elfner's spike attempt deflected in the air. Miller pushing it back. Dieters, Elfner on the ground. Reschke trying to keep it alive up against the net. Point for the Wildcats. 14-9. Their lead is 5. They've scored 4 of the last 6. Substitutions now here for the Wildcats. Haven't seen much of Reagan Watkins, but she is in now on the front line for the Wildcats. Schuster to serve. Dug up nicely by Mays. Now Reschke has to send it over on a free ball. Wildcats want to set it up. Here's Wilson again, a spike. Well defended this time by Reschke. Now Schuster slaps it with the right hand across. Mays up front. Elfner front middle. Deflected. Spike down and the point. Bolton was there to defend it, but couldn't keep it on the right side of the net. A much-needed point for the Redhawks. Trimmed it to four. It's 14-10.
And talking about the defense of the net, Holden has done a good job so far, but that time Elfner had a wide open lane on the left. She took advantage.
There's the dig by Gross after the Hiawatha serve. Dieters, another nice diving save by Contreras to keep it alive. Redhawks set it up. They fake it. Reschke spike. Dug up nicely on the back line by Miller. Now tapped across by the Wildcats. Redhawks were ready for it. Elfner goes into the net. She says, my bad. Tried to catch that front line off guard, but went right into the net. Now 15-10.
That was a valiant effort. The right idea. Just didn't quite get it where she wanted to.
Here's Cyphers back in on the front line. For the Wildcats, serving with Wilson up 15-10 here in the first set. It's going to be an ace. A miss hit on the back line by the Redhawks, and it went the wrong direction. It's now 16-10. Wildcats having a nice spurt here, creating a little bit of separation here in the first set. Wilson again. Nearly grazed the net, nearly got another ace, but the Redhawks, it is out of play. Paige, you're going to have to help me out with the rules here because the JV ain't playing no more, and they blew it dead. Okay, just wanted to be sure. 17-10 now. So it got out of play just enough, couldn't keep it alive for the Redhawks. Now another serve by Wilson. Redhawks need to put a rally together. Elfner's spike is dug up by Gross. Now Dieters taps, good save by Twombly. Now they set it up for Elfner. Little tap, but couldn't get it over. Kind of an awkward lean there to her left and just couldn't quite get enough behind it to get it over. And it's now 18-10. I feel like we're getting close to a Hiawatha timeout. If the Wildcats can maybe get another point here, they got a lot of momentum going right now with an 8-point lead. Wildcats look crisp here. They set it up. Dieters the spike, and she puts it down. 19-10 Wildcats. Now five straight and six of the last seven have gone the way of the home team Wildcats here in set one.
And Wilson's been dealing some really good serves here.
Yeah, she's got some momentum going for sure. Line drives, barely grazing the top of the net. Kind of struggled with the Redhawks here, and now there's a miss hit by Twombly. Now it's all Wildcats. Wilson again, what's this? Maybe her seventh consecutive serve. Contreras with the dig, down to one knee, gets up to the front of the net, but has to be pushed over by Simmons. And now finally the Redhawks get a point. They get a little miscommunication by the Wildcats there, much needed, now 20-11. Kessler back in on the front line for the Redhawks. Elfner now will serve. If there's a time to come back, it's now if you're Hiawatha. Get her back to serve. See if she can get something going. Miller sets it. Gets it right back. Slaps it across the right hand. Gross with the dig on the back line for the Wildcats. Now Dieters is spike. Well, Bolton trying to keep it alive, and somehow they do with Gross. That is nicely done. Now Simmons, Gross again with a nice play on the back line. Libero for the Wildcats. That time hit across by Miller. Elfner center to the left side. Reschke. Wildcats will gather. Dieters again on the spike. Tipped in the air. Good dig. Keeping it alive by Simmons. Now Reschke gets it right back. They push it near side. Pushed across this time by Twombly. A good rally going between the two. Now Miller slaps it from the back line. Dug up by Elfner. They set it up. Reschke. Little finesse shot. But saved by Watkins up front. Now a third try sent back over. This rally continues. Here's Kessler on a spike attempt, but right to Gross.
What a rally.
Let's see who wants it. Pushed over by Cyphers. Now the Redhawks get it back. And this time it's finally going to be put down. And it's Twombly who earns the point for the Redhawks. And it's now 20-12, back-to-back points. Much needed there after that lengthy rally to keep that one going. You keep Elfner serving.
Some impressive plays from both teams. Simmons for Hiawatha. Cyphers as well had a nice play. It's an incredible rally.
Here's Miller with a spike attempt. That time it's dug up. And that one lands over on the other side, just inside the line. And somehow that's a point for Hiawatha. They're within seven. It's 20-13. Elfner continues to serve.
Just barely getting over the net on the dig and landing in the exact... He couldn't place it in a better spot.
Absolutely not. Gross on a dig on a good serve there by Elfner. And Miller has to send a high ball in the air, and it somehow lands on the side for Kessler. Redhawks have it. Sent across here by Twombly. Another dig by Gross. They set it up front right, and it's buried. Put down by Renzeters, and it's 21-13.
I feel like Holden has had more opportunities for some of those big windups and sends down to the other side. Hiawatha has had some opportunities, but Holden has had more, and they've been able to capitalize on those. And as a result of Hiawatha not playing the best defense up front with their two when they go up the block.
This is going to be Emma Summers to serve here for the Wildcats. Sends it across. Elfner puts it in the air. They set it up front. Kessler's spike attempt into the net, and it's a point for the Wildcats. Miss hit there by Kessler makes it 22-13 and approaching a little bit closer to that match point, or I should say set point, as it's set one, but right now it's all Wildcats, 22-13. Redhawks set it up middle of the floor. Good diving effort and save by line for the Wildcats. Here's line. They set it up for Miller. Her spike dug up there by Elfner, but then it's out of play, but the Wildcats get the point, 23-13. The momentum continues to be on the side of the Wildcats here in set number one. Miscommunication on the back line after the serve, and it's going to be now set point for the Wildcats, 24-13.
You got to give Chris credit for sure on that. Was a pretty good, darn good serve in the other corner.
Well, the Redhawks had a little bit of life. They got back to within 20-13, but now four straight for the Wildcats trying to put this one away. And a long one that's hit, and that will do it. Miss hit by Simmons, too long, 25-13 is the final score. Holton takes care of business here against Hiawatha in set number one. So we'll step aside for a timeout. Back after a couple minutes right here on KMZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Full half. Brandon, Jared, Page, Kurt, all with you. What could be the final match or set of tonight's try here in Holton? The Wildcats just defeating Hiawatha 25-13 in the first set of the final match. They just had a nice run down the stretch. They score 11 of the last 14 to put that one away, as they get the lineups ready here for this second set. All these teams hovering around 500 early portions of the year. Of course, Sabetha went 1-1 tonight, beat Holton in the first set. Then Hiawatha just came back and beat them in straight sets. So Sabetha already gone with a record now of 7-7 and 3-2. Holton came into this last match 6-5 and 2-3, and Hiawatha 8-7 and 2-2. So they switch sides. Contreras serving to the near side. And here we go. Schuster with the dig. There's Gross. Sets it up for Schuster. And right as they set up the spike, the JV ball comes in. So we got to do it again.
I didn't notice that. And Simmons was just holding on to the JV ball as the play
Simmons
was going.
Also almost took one off the face there. Good thing she was paying attention. And now here we go. As we start the second set, they want to set it up this time for Miller. She taps it across. Good diving effort this time by Williams to keep it alive for the Red Hawks. Schuster spike, deflected by Elfner. She gets it back. Now it is Williams who, or correction, that was Simmons who pushed it across. Now Miller again on a spike, and she'll bury it in the back left corner.
A beautiful pass from Edsel from the far side to the near side, doing it quickly and not allowing Hiawatha's defense to get over there and have a chance to block it.
Just like the first set, Wildcats score the first point here in set 2, 1-0. Serve that time by Edsel. Elfner up against the pole and drilled it on the side, and it's 2-0. Redhawks need this second set to force a third. Our first two matches were sweeps. And there's an ace by Edsel.
What a serve.
A spot where you just couldn't even place it any better. You had Contreras and also Simmons near it, and they're both looking at each other like, how did that stay in? Even from our angle up top, which we got a pretty good look at it, looked like right off the cusp it was going to be long and out, but 3-0 Wildcats. Here's Elfner on a kill, and she parried it. Get Elfner involved. Start setting her up in front of the net if you can, if you're Hiawatha. See what she can do. 3-1. Redhawks gets the serve back. This is Simmons. We'll do the duties here. Doesn't leave the feet, slides the feet across, sends it over. Here's Miller on a spike, and it's off the hands of Simmons, and it flies away, and the Wildcats get the point. Their lead 4-1.
Yeah, Miller took advantage of her vert that time, getting up and over Elfner and Reschke that time.
Miller just earned the point, now steps back to serve for the Wildcats. 4-1 there, lead set 2. They won the first set against Hiawatha, 25-13. Contreras, middle back. Pushing it up front, Elfner again taps it across, a little finesse, but Miller was there to save it. Here's Dieters on a spike, buries it in the back left.
But this is the same Hiawatha team that won 25-8, 25-23 just a little bit ago, but Holton is just dominating this one right now. He's taking advantage of that rest time in between matches.
Five of the first six have gone to the Wildcats here in set number 2. Here's Miller again, sends it across. There's Mays. They set it up. Reschke pushing it with two hands. Gross. They set it up for Schuster. Her spike deflected to the back corner somehow, but Contreras on a third try can't keep it over. And now 6-1, the Wildcats lead here in set 2. Miller again to serve. And she'll send it across. Mays. Deflects off the hands of Contreras and in the wrong direction. It's now 7-1. Wildcats early with all the momentum. Another opportunity for Miller. 7-1 Wildcats set 2, trying to sweep this final match of the evening. Here's Contreras from the back line, pushing it across with the right hand. Gross pushes it up front. Here's Wilson on a spike. Good defense by Elfner. Red Hawks get it back. Now Elfner deflected there by Schuster. Good defense between those two going back and forth. Now they set it up for Wilson. The Wildcats do. Contreras keeps it alive on the back line. Here's Reschke who puts it down, but Gross tips it back up. Now the Wildcats have another chance. Dieter's a little finesse. This time diving save. Good defense by Mays for the Red Hawks. The Wildcats now will settle. Miller pushing it back. Here's Dieter's again, and she finally kills it home. Good set, good rally. Dieters again involved. 8-1 Wildcats.
Everything is going right with Holden when they're on the aggressive. They're finding the right spot every single time. And Hiawatha, like I said earlier, they're just having a tough time defending it.
Miller again will serve. Line drive knuckleball that Contreras handles nicely. Awkward putback. That time by Elfner. They set it up for Schuster. Spike attempt and buried in the back left corner. 9-1, Wildcats lead.
You mentioned the knuckleball serve. That's one thing that I do like about this view is you can see that ball just knuckle from behind at the service or coming towards us. Really fun to see that ball move like that.
You could pay me $10 to keep one of those serves in play. I'm sure it hit right off me and deflected into the crowd somewhere.
Cannot be easy.
Wilson, this time they step in front. Mays for the Redhawks. Elfner just has to punch it over with the right hand. Miller bumps it. There's the set. There's the spike by Wilson, but good defense that time by the Redhawks. Now Elfner puts it down, but the Wildcats are there. Here's Dieters again. Taps it across. Mays will set. They push it far side. Reschke with one hand. Nice little finesse save by Etzel. Now Wilson sends it across. Contreras up front to Williams. And a good rally here for both teams. Dieters has to send it across. Diving effort by Contreras to keep it alive. Williams and Elfner deflected it out. And the Redhawks badly needed that one. And it's now 9-2.
Some great digs, some great passes. That was a great rally from both teams there.
That stops six straight for the Wildcats. And it'll be Williams to serve here for the Redhawks. Sends it across. Miller sets it up front. They fake it to Schuster. Dieters on the spike. And what's the call?
The violation against Holton, I believe.
Under the net? Or against the net, regardless. At this point, Hiawatha will take it. They get back-to-back points. They're now down 9-3. So after the serve, they set it up for Wilson, taps it across. Good save there by Simmons to keep it alive. Now pushed across, and the finesse finish by Etzel. Caught Redhawks on the front line, or at least that front line off guard. Stops the little back-to-back points there for the Redhawks. Etzel makes it now 10-3 Wildcats. Here is Faith Jenner. Haven't called her name much here tonight for the Wildcats, but she's in on the front line. As Williams helps get it sent across, and Jenner spikes it across. Elfner keeps it alive. Now Elfner with a spike attempt, but it's too long. 11-3. Holton's advantage here in set two. They won the first set 25-13, so they have carried that momentum over here into this second set, trying to sweep it and close it out on their home court here tonight. Want to set it up for Elfner. Nice little finesse push into the back corner. Nobody was there. That's just a smart play by unanimous All-League selection, Abby Elfner.
They need to get her going. She misplayed that last one. She got that one down. Get her going. Get her involved. Now Iwata has a chance to get back into it.
Elfner with the serve. Knuckleball across. The Wildcats set it up for Wilson. Front right. Spike attempt is down. Deflected on the front line, but still lands for a point for the Wildcats. And it's now 12-4.
Mentioned Tinley Wilson, what she's been able to do is just a freshman. She's the only freshman for either team here, and she's had some great serves, and she makes that great play there.
There's Tinley Wilson to serve for the Wildcats. They have a 12-4 lead here in set two, trying to sweep the Redhawks in the final match of the evening of this Big 7 league try. Here's Twombly. Good dig there by Gross. They set it up for Dieters. Spike attempt pushed in the air. Good defense that time by the Redhawks front line. And now this time it's Cyphers who gets in on the action, puts it across, Twombly again. Miller the save there for the Wildcats. Now Dieters bumps it across. Redhawks get it back. They're trying to settle. Elfner on the front line, stoppage of play. And after all that, what was that, a lip call? Okay. But nonetheless, it's against Hiawatha. It's a point for the Wildcats, now 13-4. Wilson on the serve, Elfner on the back line, pushing it up front. Here is saved by Wilson. Now Dieters, Elfner, and it gets launched into the walkway up top, and it's now 14-4. Wildcats in control. They scored the first three, and they have not looked back, led 9-1, and now it's 14-4.
And this is starting to get out of hand. Elfner on the back line. Need to get her up front. So things not in their favor right now.
Wilson with the serve. Reschke gets it to the front of the net and just put in a bad spot. Unfortunate bounce there for Reschke. Nothing the front line. But for the Wildcats.
A lot of little things that Hiawatha was doing right in their first match against Sabetha that they're not doing right here. A lot of little mistakes that they're doing wrong here against Holton. As a result, I mean, you're seeing it.
Wildcats with the serve again by Wilson. The Redhawks get some momentum. And another violation against the Redhawks, and just like that, 16-4. Another serve for Wilson. Sends it across, little low liner there. Push it up front for Williams, kind of a miss hit there, but fortunate Redhawks able to keep it alive, and now two Wildcats go tumbling into each other. It was Miller and Jenner, which, again, at this point, the Redhawks, you'll take any point you can get to try to claw your way back. It's now 16-5. Annika Reschke to serve. Sends it across. Gross on the back line, wearing the white jersey compared to everybody else, and there's a kill shot for the Wildcats. 17-5.
Didn't have to do much there for Miller. The on the attack line, so knew that she couldn't really wind up, especially with that ball a little bit lower. It wasn't really above her head, so she just found the right spot, put it down.
Phillips checks in for the Wildcats to serve here. The dominance that we saw the Redhawks put on the Blue Jays in that first set, kind of what we're seeing here with the Wildcats against the Redhawks in the second set of this match. Throw somehow on a third try, sends it across with the left hand. They want to set it up here for Twombly, and she's able to put it down. 17-6.
She's someone that was a big difference maker in that first match. She's been pretty quiet here in this one.
Colton won the first set 25-13, and they've been in control from the jump here in set two. Their lead is 17-6. Wilson pushing it, and that's just miss hit there by Miller. A little bit of a grin there, had an opportunity. But again, Redhawks will take it, 17-7. Serve once again by Pierce, sends it across. Wildcats trying to gather and set. They send it across for Cyphers from the front, right to the back left corner, and she puts it home. It's 18-7.
And it's all smiles for the Holton sideline. There's grins on all their faces. They know exactly what's going on as they're starting to really pull away, just 7 points away from a victory.
They put Schuster on the front line. Gross is out for a second for the Wildcats, and they bring back in Summers to serve. 18-7 Wildcats here in set two. Just off the tip of the net, and it's going to be an ace. When everything's going your way, it just seems to continue to do that. Right now, the Wildcats continuing to extend and get closer and closer to a victory here. But it's not over yet. The Redhawks have some time. They just got to put a rally together. Set up there. Good defense by Simmons. Trying to keep it alive. We'll slap it across again, but against the net, and it's another point for the Wildcats. I think Simmons had about three tries at that. But again, the length up front right now for the Wildcats has certainly been an issue, especially we have seen Elfner on the back line for so long, and obviously Abby Elfner for Hiawatha can do some more damage when she's up against the net, but hasn't been able to get back up there. 20-7, Wildcats here in set two. And Twombly gets rejected at the line, and Miller puts it down, 21-7.
Oh, they're going to say that she was underneath the net.
Okay, so we'll take that point off, and it's 20-8. Again, the Redhawks will take it. They need some life, and now they get Contreras back there to serve. She'll send it over. Dug up by Phillips. They push it in front. Miller on a third try, and nobody's in the middle. Part the Red Sea, and it's 21-8. Another sub here for the Wildcats. They'll bring back Etzel to serve. As they're inching closer and closer here to match point. This time sent across by the Wildcats. Elfner, kind of an awkward swing. Miller on a third try, sends it across. Now a whistle. And a point here for the Redhawks makes it 21-9. Holton, Redhawks serving. Dug up by Phillips. They set it up for Miller. Spike tipped in the air. Good defense that time by the Redhawks. Now Elfner has a chance. She'll put it down. Good defense by Etzel. Wildcats push it over to Miller. She'll send it across. Elfner sets it up for Williams. Now this is Reschke who puts it down. The Redhawks get another one. 21-10.
You love to see Elfner back up front, but also the other two up front are just as important. Reschke
and Williams up front. Got to get them going as well. Another chance here for Simmons to serve. 21-10 Wildcats here, set two. And that one is out too long. Near ace, but just missed it. And a point for the Wildcats, 22-10. Another sub in for the Wildcats. Dieters on the front line. And Miller to serve. Three points away from a sweep for the Wildcats. Miller serves. Nearly got an ace, but a good dig on the back line by Mays to keep it alive. Now Mays runs into Reschke. Miscommunication, and it goes down. It's 23-10.
And I think Holton's starting to feel it. A lot of high fives, a lot of grins going around. Hiawatha body language, very somber.
The Wildcat students as well, kind of hanging with us here tonight. Elkner pushing one across. Wildcats with Miller on a third try. Free ball sent over. That's a good play by Hiawatha, but that time it was saved by Phillips. Here's Reschke at the front line, pushing it back up to Elkner, who sends it across. Here's Miller, back middle, long spike, but Contreras there with a nice dig to keep it alive. And that one is put down from the back line by Simmons. And a point there for the Red Hawks makes it 23-11. So here's Williams, sending it across. Wildcats with Miller. There's the spike. The defense on the back line by Simmons. Good save by Etzel for the Wildcats. Miller pushing it over. Contreras now up front. Fake to Elfner. Reschke spike, and it's out. Match point, 24-11. So if Holton closes this out, all three teams are going to go 1-1 tonight. That's Big 7 volleyball. Competitive, no doubt. More times than not, you'll see a team go 2-0, 1-1, and 0-2. This time we look to be on pace for 3 1-1s tonight. Wildcats, Wilson, keeps it alive, and back across. Redhawks trying to keep this match alive, and they do so for at least another point. Tapped across by Williams, 24-12. 25-13 was the first set win for the Wildcats, and they have match point here at 24-12. Elkner with the serve, and miscommunication on the back line. It falls down, 24-13. Elkner to serve again.
So a very long climb for Iowa.
Got a long way to go. Need to score 11 in a row. Here's the set for Dieters. Back line saved by Williams. Now Elkner from the back middle, pushing it. They set it up for Wilson, short right, blocked. Good job there by Etzel to keep it alive. Now Gross up front. Here's Miller, a spike, and it's well defended. But it's up against the net, and that point will actually go to the Wildcats, and that will do it. A pair of 25-13 wins for the Wildcats against Hiawatha here in the final match. And we got a three-way 1-1 split here tonight in this Big 7 league try. We'll take a timeout, come back, wrap this one up here on KNZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services. With Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126. Or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, back with you one final time here from Holton High School. Brandon Tabman, we got Paige, Jared, Kurt, everyone helping out as we wrap things up on all of our channels and here on KNZA. Well, Sabetha, Holton, and Hiawatha play Big 7 League try tonight, and all three teams go 1-1. Sabetha beats Holton in straight sets, Hiawatha beats Sabetha in straight sets, and Holton beats Hiawatha in straight sets. 25-13, 25-13, the final one. Dominant for the Wildcats in that last one.
It really was. It was kind of the opposite of what we saw Hiawatha do in their match against Sabetha, and just little things. I was telling you, this the little small things that Hiawatha was doing right in their matchup versus the Blue Jays, that everything went wrong in their matchup against the Wildcats. And honestly, it was kind of almost like that happened with every single match that we saw, that just the little things, just little mistakes of teams that were, they were accumulating on the losing side. There wasn't a whole lot of teams making a lot of mistakes and getting away with it.
We saw certainly competitive sets, but we also saw some pretty dominant sets. Of course, Hiawatha over Sabetha was a 25-8 set. The Wildcats with two 25-13 wins over the Redhawks. Of course, that Sabetha-Holton matchup was very close, 25-21, 25-22. But all of these teams after 1-1 nights, very close in terms of records. So Holton now 7-5, 3-3 in league play. Hiawatha is 8-8 and 2-3 in league play. Sabetha now 7-7. And 3-2 in league play. So I want to thank everyone again. As everyone's wrapping up and getting out of here, we're going to do so as well. We will continue to have now for about for the next month and change, broadcast for you across our great networks every Tuesday night here for the next month or so as we grind away towards the end of the regular season. But again, a long way to go. Our finals tonight here from Holton. Sabetha over the Wildcats, 25-22, 25-21. Hiawatha over the Blue Jays, 25-8, 25-23. And the Wildcats over the Redhawks, 25-13, 25-13. For Kurt, Paige, Jared, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for hanging with us. We'll talk to you next week for more high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.